Chapter 2. A Call for Help. The first loud clap of thunder made Arlene shiver. Aunt Violet had been gone only a few minutes, but the sky was growing darker and darker. It was only 11 o'clock in the morning, yet it seemed like 8 o'clock at night. "Be careful, Aunt Violet," Arlene whispered. She tried to busy herself, washing the paintbrushes and Aunt Violet's breakfast dishes. Then she folded laundry and picked up Aunt Violet's scarf from the floor. When Arlene looked at the kitchen clock again, it was 12:10. Aunt Violet should have been home by now. The store was a short walk away, around the corner where they were building the new apartment house, and then 2 more blocks. Arlene bit her lip. Why had she let Aunt Violet go out by herself? Why hadn't she gone instead? Meanwhile, Aunt Violet had discovered the storm was worse than she had thought. Walking against the wind was tiring and difficult. "What an old fool you are, Violet Murray," she muttered. "Out in this horrible storm, trying to prove you're as strong as that thunder." Turning the corner, she noticed that the new apartment building was coming along nicely. Since today was Saturday, the construction crew wasn't working. A mound of dirt piled high next to the sidewalk was turning into mud. Suddenly, a car sped through a deep puddle. A wave of water flew towards Violet. To avoid getting soaked, she jumped back. Veering sideways, she hit the soft mud, slipped, and tumbled down the embankment out of sight.